Thank you, Claire.
That was awesome. You are a brave yoga this early in the morning. That's fantastic.
I said go for it.
You did. Mississippi would be proud.
Hey, John, you want to close with a song, or how about another question?
Let's take questions. Yes, right here in front of us. We don't like alto and bluegrass music. I'm just kidding. Claire is a good person to answer that question.
And I could probably address that too. I'll address it in layman's terms, and maybe I can be more technical. But
that's just what we need.
In bluegrass, baritone and tenor, it's the part that you sing. It's the actual part in the chord that you sing in relation to the melody. In choir music, you know, in classical singing, alto, baritone, tenor, and soprano has to do with your vocal range and what you are able to sing, what vocal range you can sing in. And so then you're categorized as an alto. And then you sing the alto part, but I mean, in bluegrass, it's liable to be baritone, you know, the same part. Am I right?
Yeah, that's like in a classical, like a baritone is always a man who sings, you know, like higher than a little higher than a really low bass. But it's like in bluegrass, the baritone part, anybody could be singing it, you know, a woman can sing it, anybody, it's a part. So yeah, that's exactly right. I didn't even need my blackboard.
So if you're singing bluegrass, alto ain't no part of nothing. So.
Maybe we've insulted you, I don't know. Did we answer your question clearly as mud?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, up there in the top or topmost.
Have either of you ever had any damage to your vocal cords, and how did you, were you able to make any kind of improvement on that?
Anybody?
No, except for things like laryngitis.
Yeah.
Once in a while. You can't do anything to get your voice back except be quiet for several days or weeks or whatever the doctor tells you to do.
Whispering is really bad.
Yeah, whispering is bad.
But whispering is worse than talking. So when people start to get hoarse and they're like, I can't talk, I've got a show tomorrow, I've got to keep my mics, it's like you're ruining your voice.
I think people that get in trouble singing with their voice, be they professional or amateurs, are usually not technically singing correctly, which is, you know. So the best way to deal with that is usually taking voice lessons.
Did you all do that?
I still take. I took in college. And
I've had two.
Well, but I'm going to guess you grew up singing in the church.
I grew up singing in church, and my dad was vocally trained, so
there you
know, I actually had training. I was going to say that recently I've been getting raspy on stage, and you know, after like 20, 30 minutes into the set, and I went to the doctor, and I thought, oh God, you know, I've got nodes or something. But actually, it was just a mild case of acid reflux, and so with curbing the diet, drinking a lot of water and all that, you can actually control that. But that is seep up from blow, and it'll make you go. You don't want to do that.
That actually is one of the major factors that singers encounter. It causes their voices to have problems with acid reflux. It's one of the first things they'll ask you if you go in there with problems.
Other than clearing your throat, what are the other detrimental things that you probably do on a daily basis?
Talking too loud, and when you're in a car with people because of road noise, that has killed so many singers in bands who first go out on the road. Mm-hmm. Because you got like a 6-hour drive to the next place, you're just talking in the van, and you're actually talking like this, but you don't know that. You know, it's like you just feel like you're talking, but you're just getting over the noise. And when I started touring, because my voice is usually in really decent shape. You know, it's like I don't have a lot of voice problems, but we'd like get to the gig, and I'd start singing. I'm just like, oh, my throat's so weak. What's going on? And I started figuring that out. It's like, you know. It's like you're talking too much in the van, and you're talking too loud, and you just, and most people talk too loud anyway.
Yeah, it's just, there's a thing to keep in mind about your voice and your larynx, which is, it's just tissue. You want to keep your tissue irrigated, you don't want to overwork it, which, what he's talking about is absolutely correct. correct. You get in situations, if I'm in a bar or something, or we're in a situation where you're talking loud, I'll just kind of clamp down and shut up. So, there I did it. Thank you.
Am I on? That's why Larry Sparks doesn't come to a CD table at Bluegrass Festivals. I figured that out. Because it's hard. I mean, you just sang 45 minutes and then you go to your CD table and talk above the next band that's on, you know. And that's not great for your voice either.
Yes, sir. When you're singing harmony, any thoughts about choosing the right tone or timbre?
Yeah, I think singing, one of the keys to singing harmony that I wasn't aware of when I first started singing is blending. And the key to blending with the other people is listening. I mean, I think sometimes when we first start singing harmony, we get so fixated on am I singing my part right? We're only listening to ourselves. And the only way to have a great blend in a chorus of singers is to be listening to everybody else. You obviously have to be conscious of what you're doing, but listening is the greatest teacher.
Big ears, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Harmony singing.
Is there anything you can, maybe eat or drink that helps your voice maintain itself or get better?
It's more like what you don't eat. It really is. It's
cheese is a no-no.
Yeah, most dairy products will cause you to have a lot more phlegm. Once again, water, 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 water. Because if you drink coffee, if you drink alcohol, whatever you do, water will actually, it will kind of help you through. It kind of cleanses and purifies whatever else you're not doing. Whatever else you're doing is not so great for yourself.
And beer is like 90% water, but that doesn't count. Yeah, it's in there, but you gotta get it a little more pure.
All right,
dark as a dungeon.
No, we can't do that. Let's just do a gospel. Is it a performance?
No, it's just bass player.
We're trying to think of a gospel song.
Okay.